brew two thermoses worth of coffee, and he would go through both of them before he went from 38th and Cooch all the way out to Tigard, where his chainsaw lawnmower repair shop was. That's what he did. He would go through two thermoses of coffee.
Sitting that, on the little flat thing in between.
Yeah, that big thing.
That teeny tiny.
One little cup.
Yeah, that teeny tiny 1980s cup.
That was cool. That was when you felt you made it as like a working class guy, when you could pour into that little cup while moving.
Yes.
That was it.
Out of a thermos. That
was the mark of a salty dog.
Yes, that was exactly it. You knew what you were doing then. It was kind of a badge of honor.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I heard this article, or about this article. It's from The Guardian. And
is this about Pete Shelley dying? Because
no,
I wanted to miss
no, no.
mention
that. No, no. It's a 2008
that.
Article, so it's a little
old. Oh, it's AC/DC.
But things must be bad. AC/DC are number one again. And what it does is it equates AC/DC's big hit release albums to financial crashes.
Okay.
So I mean, it's harebrained, I mean, ultimately.
Well, it's like playing Dark Side of the Moon to Wizard of Oz.
Why are you talking about hair with the two of us?
What was I talking about hair for? I didn't say hair.
Hair-brained.
Oh. Well, okay.
Come on. Pay attention.
Well, I don't very well. Bald brain doesn't go off the tongue very well. You know, spides. See? Spides. I can't spot because he's getting food. I can't speak
Glaub
anyway.
Glaub schon.
Actually, I would like to mention, it was pretty sad, like Pete Shelley, the lead singer for Buzzcocks, died, I think, Wednesday or something. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this band, but like he was...
The Buzzcocks are awesome.
Yeah, he was absolutely, yeah. Probably one of the best, you know, lyricists of the punk slash post-punk period. I mean, he was up there with like Paul Weller and... You know, all of the songs were like so clever and really catchy, and they had the tightest band. And oh man, they didn't really get the props. That
Green
they were
Day
doing.
And Offspring wouldn't oh, be God. What they are without yeah. the Buzzcocks.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's just.
I mean, it's sometimes amazing to me that Green Day and Offspring are what they are.
I don't know. Well, Offspring was kind of cool.
I mean, I get my head bounces when their music comes on too. Right. But I don't. It's amazing to me is that it's so simple and. But then I guess that's what works about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why AC/DC works, is that it's just simple, anthemic rock songs. And
Def Leppard was great up until Hysteria. That the was their last good album.
The world's most unlucky band.
Yeah, I don't know. But Buzzcocks,
all
their songs were really clever if you listen to them. That and they were, you know, just remarkably clever, and it's really sad. Plus, he was like, I don't know if he ever, when the band was around, I don't know if he openly said he was gay, but like, I mean, it's obvious, everybody knew, and that was kind of cool too. That, you know,
was it like Rob Halford, mm-hmm. 1980s gay, or was it?
No, like, no.
Nobody knew. Oh, God, how could you not know?
Yeah, it was more like that. It was, you know, sort of, I don't know if he ever had any official I'm coming out thing. I don't think he did. He was just always who he was. But it was, and, you know, if he did, it would be like a Katie Lang effect. It was like we all knew.
Yeah, Katie Lang was not a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Rob Halford.
No.
Shocker.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really,
like,
that's
come
a
look,
shocker.
Look at it, guys.
Come on, man.
Rob Halford shocked his fans. It was a shocker for his fans, which was like, that says something.
He did the shocker a lot of his fans.
What I like is he got his fans all to fucking support BDSM gear and clothing and shit. They all started wearing it. It was awesome. And they had, I mean, like, no fucking idea what was going on. I love that about him. He was so cool. Well, I mean, still is. He's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah. His... The last time I checked in with what he was doing, it was a project he did called Two.
Yeah, that dog's a menace.
Go over to John. Very much Nine Inch Nails influenced.
Oh.
The album Voyeur by Two, which is Rob Halford. It's fucking amazing. It's honestly, it's amazing.
Both
it's
my pay grade,
really,
I guess.
It's.
I did get the new Primus album, but it's good, too. So, I guess, anyhow, now that we've derailed all of that, ladies and gentlemen, we are ruined heroes.
Completely ruined.
Yeah. It is a We Are a Weekly and free and self-produced podcast wherein the three of us irreverently discuss a topic of societal renown. I, Tyler, study like an adventure man. John,
still going for broke, man, but I'm going to stick to it till the end.
And Rupert.
I'm here. Pete Shelley is not.
Please subscribe and leave good ratings and reviews on whatever podcast feed you get us through. It helps other people find us. If you care to interact with us, we are RomanHeroesPod@gmail.com, as well as easily found on Facebook and Twitter. If you feel like giving toward the cost of the podcast, you can subscribe at patreon.com/RomanHeroes and start getting extra content for just a buck a month. You can also make a one-off donation through PayPal. There are links to both, as well as merch and downloads of older episodes on our website, RomanHeroes.com. Thank you to those of you who do contribute. It's cool.
You
we appreciate
are
it.
Completely awesome people.
Yeah. Totally. So, the intro. I only wrote down one this week. Suddenly it occurred to me that we could create something truly magnificent if there was a way to produce figures that moved and posed any which way the human body did. Tin and plastic soldiers have been favorites of children as long as there have been toys. It seemed to me that this fully articulated man could be a giant step forward. From that point on, it was a matter of conveying this vision to my staff at Hasbro. Don Levine said that.
Does this have a kung fu grip?
Yes, it does.
I think we could be talking about Gi Joe.
We are.
Gigo.
Right. So late in the 1920s or 30s, there was a little bit of conflicting information. Three brothers, Henry, Hillel, and Herman Hassenfeld.
Awesome.
There's clearly a theme going on with those names, right?
Hillel?
Hillel. H-I-L-A-L. Hillel. Hmm. Yeah. Like, you got Henry and Herman, and then Hillel out of nowhere. I don't know. Maybe they were going through a Muslim phase.
Either that or...
And this is our dog, or this is our boy Kosher.
Yeah, I know. That's a...
Well, it's better than naming your kid Jihad. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Even though it would fit in the scheme of things, still.
So they
reality
had,
winner.
Yeah, so these three brothers had a textile business, and they expanded into the world of making toys. By 1950, they had become profitable as a company we know as Hasbro. That's Hassenfeld Bro Brothers. The product that really kicked them off was a set of noses, eyebrows, lips, ears, and etc. that you had to supply your own potato to, called Mr. Potato Head, released in 1952. They then moved on. It was just 20 years earlier that the plastics were new, but they really kind of mastered some of the casting at that point in time. Early 60s, Don Levine, now vice president and director of marketing, and that's the guy that had the quote at the beginning, of Hasbro. By the way, Mr. Potato Head was a Facebook hint, but whatever. Anyhow, he was walking by an art store and saw the articulated figures that they used to, you know, for drawing.
A maquette.
Yeah. Cheaper than paying a model. And he decided that he might be able to build on the already Barbie toy kind of style and make one for boys with the articulation. And obviously going down a different theme, but he figured maybe boy dolls would work. The technique was called, he went into a technique called razor blade model making, which was kind of a cool name.
What?
Razor-razor blade model making is the technique they called it.
How does this technique work?
I don't know.
Well, shit, you didn't research that? That sounds like the most fascinating part of
this. Picked
it up
off the Hasbro site or something, man.
Oh, jeez, throwing out this jargon with no real...
You can John's got a computer right there.
The thing is that when I took a look at this topic, I was going to start looking up things, and what I ran across was nothing but history, which is what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't... I'm like, okay, shut down the computer and just talk about it from my point of view.
Yeah. Well, we're going to
get... So I'm pulling kind of a Rupert on this one.
I did...
Yeah.
Get like, past I do history. No research.
I did get past some history. Yeah, true. You do. Well, except for the episodes where you...
Right. If I'm presenting a topic, I do some research. I'm not just, like, totally half-assed.
Except for the Black Panthers, which we had to do in two pieces because you didn't get it done in time.
No, because there was so much. It was like, oh, that was like a fucking...
That was pretty
hilarious.
Or
there's the shit episode.
The raw sewage episode. That had
shit.
Like summer.
It's the shit episode.
So
he's like, everything is shit, so I'm going to give you guys shit for an episode.
So, all right, I did look up a little bit about the razor blade method, and basically what it was is you sell a razor, and you then make all your money on razor blades.
Right.
Oh, that's the razor. I just fucking remembered that. I did look that up.
Oh, so it's...
Yeah, and it's basically
like
an attempt...
the Polaroid Land camera.
Yeah, here's your cheap-ass camera, but
where
the film costs
we sell the camera
dollars.
At a loss and make money on the film, later reincarnated as the Epson printer.
Or any printer nowadays.
Yeah.
But their theory is chasing the, again, using the Barbie model where you buy one doll and a billion different outfits and shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of like a girlfriend.
The other takeaway Levine got from this was to further articulate the doll.
They don't talk back.
What's that?
They didn't talk back. The girlfriends always do.
So he set to work to design the doll. Uh-huh. His partner was against it. He designed it kind of in secret. And lo and behold, they came around. 1963, Gene Roddenberry's Lieutenant TV show comes on. And a toy designer named Stanley Weston sets out to build a character doll after the military image that is popular. He and Levine, Levine and Weston get together and make the doll. They name it G.I. Joe. Eventually, Weston is offered a deal of $50,000 and 1% of the earnings of the toy, or $100,000. Straight out buyout. He notoriously took the $100,000 buyout and regrets it and feels kind of cheated because he lost out on a lot of money.
A bird in the hand.
Yeah.
That's so a lot of money back then, man. Honestly, it is.
Mm-hmm. It was.
You know, if somebody was to offer you $2 million right now, would you take it?
Quite probably. But yeah, the percentages over time of a something.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you can't predict how popular it's going to be. They didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah.
So G.I. Joe is a term that came from World War I, referring to galvanized iron originally, which is what a lot of the military shit was made out of, and it had little stamps G.I. on them. It later became government issue, and then Joe was just a simple everyday name, and so anybody in the military was called a G.I. Joe. So this is just...
I thought G.I. stood for General Inductee.
Nope. Galvanized iron originally, and then
another one of them is government issue.
That's what I just said.
And what was the issue? I thought the GI Bill was General Inductee. It applied to General Inductee.
Maybe in that case.
So
it does.
When everybody hit boot camp, you are government issue. You're a Joe, and you are government property from this point forward.
You're also a General Inductee.
You're government issued property at this point.
But the government didn't actually issue you.
That's the way that the drill sergeants would talk to you.
Well, you were actually issued by your mom's.
This is why you weren't in the military.
None of us were in the military.
Yeah, that's.
They wouldn't have any of us.
I was aware of it.
So, 1964, just
I really
before.
Thought about it though.
Getting in the middle.
Really,
I really did.
Really young, I wanted to do it. I wanted to be in the Air Force and fly planes, but then my vision went, and I learned that I would never fly fast planes. I was like, fuck that. Start smoking weed.
Marine Corps. I was going to be a Marine.
I want to be a Marine.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-yah!
No.
Semper Fi, do or die.
Not for me.
Semper Fi, do or die.
I went the other route. So in 1964, just before they released the toy, they decided they couldn't very well release it and call it a doll.
Oh, God, no.
Because of the stigma of the time. So they came up with the word action figure, but it was also touted as movable man. Mm-hmm. Action figures, obviously the one that took off and created a whole industry of action figures, but this was the very first action figure. Cause
how tall was this figure?
11 inches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Barbie size. There was a suspicion that the name may have come from the Burgess Meredith film called The Story of G.I. Joe, but... And the face is modeled after a guy, a World War II Medal of Honor recipient named Mitchell Page. He's also a Facebook hint. So that's where they got the face for G.I. Joe. And you'll see the pictures. I looked at the pictures and it didn't look like G.I. Joe at all to me.
Their ability to cast things back then?
Yeah, there might have been some accuracy issues.
Yeah. Really not good.
So, 1965, G.I. Joe's licensed in the UK under the name Action Man. Which made me excited. I like that. And by 65, they were, of course, on the way to move interest away from war themes, and they released The Adventures of Andy and George in the G.I. Joe Club, taking them out of the military and putting them on adventures, because there was a little bit of anti-war sentiment going on in 65 and later.
And it's always easier to make somebody Indiana Jones than it is to make them Joe Killer.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that that's even really true, though, because, like, you know, back then, like, a lot of the comic books were military-themed, like, you know, Sergeant Rock and Combat and stuff like that. Like, those were the most popular comic books.
Well, and Detective Combat, or Detective Comics.
Right. Coming out of Korea?
But what I'm saying...
By 65, we were starting to get superheroes.
What I'm saying is, like, in the 60s, like, the early 60s, Sergeant Rock and Combat were, like, huge comic books, and like all the movies were,
well,
you know,
we
a
went
big
from
thing because we're reliving the glory of World War II.
Yeah, but then we got into the loss of
we
Korea.
Got
a,
yeah,
and
then
Vietnam.
Followed that right up with Vietnam, which was a horrible idea.
Well, no, Korea happened like way before that.
And you know, the free love movement was going on, and so there was
after
a
World
lot
War
II, War
there was Korea and Vietnam, right?
Right, but what I'm saying is like the, you know, Korea had happened way before G.I. Joe even comes out,
right?
And way before Sergeant Rock and those.
But it was.
Were out.
A way of looking down on soldiers. People started thinking for themselves back home, saying, we don't want to do bad things. We don't want to... We shouldn't go in and just fuck up
everybody
else's life.
Take over countries
life.
All
yeah.
the time.
Well, not even fuck up countries. It's we don't want to fuck up people's lives now.
Well, not to mention...
There was this idea that...
We had been in wars for so long, there were so many people that were developing mental illnesses, it was crazy.
Well,
people were very unhappy about it.
That's all we do.
That is.
That's all we've done. Really?
I mean, Birth of a Nation.
I mean, what? We got some schmucky journalist killed in Turkey by the Saudis, and all of a sudden people are beating the war drums over that one. I'm like, who the fuck cares? Who cares about this fucking guy? Are you shitting me?
I think that's insane.
We're going to go to war over this? You got to be kidding. I just can't believe anybody's stirring the pot over that one.
It was the fact that the government issued or ordered it and
so
hit
what?
It and
so
it's
every
not
government
okay.
orders killings.
Well, yeah, well,
mm-hmm. Every one of them.
Yeah, but
since the dawn of the invention of the government.
Yeah.
Since a government started.
Yeah.
That's what they've done. They have tried to kill people. That's what they do. That's all they do. They create a force to say we're bigger, better, faster, stronger than you are. Whether it be special forces, whether it be the Spartans. Sparta did it. They were really, really good.
I don't remember. Okay, whatever.
Well, the original fucking G.I. Joe would have been Sparta.
I don't know how we got here.
The original fucking soldier would have come from Sparta. I mean, that dude was fucking badass. Right?
You have so
what
lost me.
What the fuck
me,
are you talking about?
Where are
what
you?
What are you talking about? It's just like you just...
I keep listening, thinking maybe I'll get it and remember.
I know, it's like Manson-esque. It's like he's going to land it. I don't know where, somewhere.
My goal is to fuck with him.
Yeah, I think that's it.
My goal is to fuck with him.
That's not the fucking job,
okay,
man.
Okay, G.I. Joe did not wear a loincloth and come with a souvlaki.
So, 1970, they move away from Andy and George in the G.I. Joe Club, and they call it the G.I. Joe Adventure Team with characters. They're selling safari outfits, a few military outfits, some black medical coats, camo, and wrestling costumes. As in, like, professional wrestlers.
I know.
And flight suits, etc. They were making some money on things, but the wrestling suits cracked me up.
Have you hit Air Force yet?
No. Well, their initial release, they release uh-huh. all four branches of the military in America. The Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force.
No, the Marines didn't exist.
Did it straight out
at
of the
that
gate.
Time?
65?
Yes, they did.
Yes,
the
they
Marines,
did.
The Moron. Oldest branch of the military.
They own the original.
Jesus here we go.
The Marines are not the oldest branch.
We took the bait. We took it.
The Marines are not the oldest fucking branch.
Yeah, they
They're
are.
A division of the fucking Navy.
No, they... Oh, no. Nope.
Jesus.
The Marines are a division of the Navy.
Thomas Jefferson sent the Marines in, and that's how we got the Shores of Tripoli bullshit. Fighting the pirates of Penzance there.
I'm the
over
one that's actually taking the bait right now and pulling up fucking chrome.
And I would also like to mention that this bullshit with the four branches of the military. Okay, there's also five.
The Coast Guard.
Yes, the forgotten branch of the military.
Four and a half.
Yeah,
yeah,
speaking about Korea, you know.
Jesus, Lord. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to fucking bite my tongue. Marines were founded November 10th, 1775. I'll bite my tongue.
That's almost...
This is so short bus. This is
it's just so short bus. Okay. All right. I apologize.
Okay.
I did the wrong thing there.
Wow. You know, John...
I was wrong. You were right.
Jiminy Christmas. Let's move on.
John has gone to commit seppuku.
He's going to fall on his microphone and stab himself.
Yeah, it's like Samurai Podcast.
You know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Thanks. Perfect. This is also when they start opening the door for a Japanese issue of the toy. By 1974, they had moved even further into posable action figures and learned that a simple frame and soft rubber hands gave the character an ability to pose its fingers. I wonder how long it took for them in the development to... flip somebody off, like less than an hour, right?
So what are you saying? Like Superfly G.I. Joe?
No, well, this is when they developed the Kung Fu grip.
Yeah, Richard Roundtree G.I. Joe.
But like you're in the meetings and you're showing this new toy. It was less than an hour.
How many people came into that meeting with super glue ready because they snapped the whole hand doing what they wanted it to do? Like, oh, we got
too much bending.
Yeah,
I don't know. But either way, it was revolutionary, we'll say. A kung fu grip. I just can't even understand. Sign of the times. Also, 1974, Takara of Japan starts a spinoff called Combat Joe in 3 1/4 inch toy size. So what we know is like the Star Wars model size. Much like those being established in the micro world at the time, eventually these knockoffs get licensed in the U.S. as Micronauts through the guise of the Action Jackson name. Action Jackson Micronauts.
It should have just stayed a movie.
Something else, right? Action Jackson Micronauts. Where was I? There was. 1976, there was a little issue. There was an OPEC scare. If anybody remembers, most developed countries freaked out. Oil starvation caused a huge stir in the plastic toy industry because they kind of need petroleum to make petroleum-based plastics, and it got really expensive to make the toys. obviously, Hasbro lived through it, as did G.I. Joe. Yeah, $300. Nice.
In the box, $300.
That's
for
Hong Kong,
1964
though.
Hong Kong.
That's a Hong Kong one. No, get the American-made ones. Or so it. Anyhow, where? Oh, okay. So Hasbro obviously lived through it, but G.I. Joe really dropped off a little bit, and sales took a huge dive because the prices had to go up so much because they couldn't get the oil. The brand was too expensive and too far into the war game to sustain. 1978, the end of an era. G.I. Joe is no longer sustainable and it's pulled from the shelves. So that's the end of the 12-inch G.I. Joe. 11.5, 12-inch, whatever.
Years ago, I remember going through my dad's stuff when he was moving from Missoula to Oregon. And he had the Tommy gun, the original, Johnny gun, that was like the 5-in-1 gun. You might remember this thing. It's like...
Was it a G.I. Joe toy?
Well, no, it was this big gun that you could add and subtract from.
They call it those AR platforms.
This was plastic. But he also had the Army issue and the Navy issue. The tall,
large
G.I. Joes. Yeah. And he just said, throw them away, throw them away, throw them away.
Well, and so many of them were beat up. so much because, you know, you were out in the sandbox.
Yeah. You could tell that this one went through the sandbox.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was cool.
Building the war scene and hiding behind the mountain, and you got the sticks in the ground, and he's hanging from the trees, and you threw him across the yard when the explosion happened. And
about 10 years ago, I found just a standard G.I. Joe 11-inch, gave it to him, and I said, okay, keep this one out of the sandbox. It was like, okay, fine, cool. But being able to look at somebody's history like that, like this was your toy as a kid.
No, well, that
you just appreciate and understand it. It's great.
It was all over when they had Paratrooper G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
They started doing that with a lot of toys where they would just put a cheesy parachute on it and you would run around and you'd throw it up in the air and you'd watch it float down.
Yep, and it'd spiral down or
that
get
tangled
up. That
could keep you occupied all day long doing that.
I did a lot of that.
Yeah.
But then I got...
Did you build the Balsawood planes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with the...
How was that different?
I also did the, climbing on
the
roof.
Here's 30 cents. Go buy the Balsawood plane and fly it.
But there was also the, you know, you get bold and you climb on the roof and throw the parachute guy and watch him float down even longer. See how high you could get it.
Right,
The thing, throwing him off of bridges all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something. They did get a little damaged.
They got damaged from doing that, yeah.
Yeah. So... Couple years go by, but in 1980, kind of 81, Hasbro Vice President Bob Puppis. Great name.
Puppis.
I love when we Puppis. Get good names.
Bob Puppis?
Puppis. But
Puppis?
Puppis, P-R-U-P-I-S.
Sounds like a female disorder.
I know. I really feel for people who get these names because they got to have a hard life, but there are some pretty funny names you run across, like Puppis. He starts to push to reintroduce the toy series, this time with a book, commercial spots, and 3.5-inch size that has taken the action figure world by storm. They soon changed the book into a comic series because, you know, Americans read less and less and less by the day. Look at our fucking president. I don't like to read. Comic book series. And Larry Hama and Archie Goodwin set to work on character development. Needing a bad guy that wasn't the Russians, Goodman comes up with Cobra. Because, you know, everything was Cobra at that point in time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Everything was Cobra at that point. That was the cool thing. He was an elite force of mercenary baddies, in other words, exactly what they needed as an adversary. What are you chuckling about over there?
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. The original, 1964. The beard and everything. Yep.
What is that? He's like in an orange jumpsuit. What is that? Felon G.I. Joe?
A flight suit. That's a flight suit.
That's the flight suit, yeah.
Yeah, what is?
I was thinking POW G.I. Joe.
I don't know. I guess if you're part of the Pelican Bay Air Force, maybe. I don't know.
And it's $65 for this damn thing.
Well, that's probably what
There's no box, no shoes, no accessories, no nothing.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't exactly look like an Air Force guy. He looks more like he's sitting in the dock.
Who was your favorite G.I. Joe? Modern name.
Everybody, Snake Eyes, man.
Okay, so. Snake Eyes.
Yeah, you had him up. 1985. $67.49 currently.
Yep.
On eBay. Yeah. But, yeah. Fucking everybody likes Snake Eyes, right?
Storm Shadow.
So, anyhow, they start Love developing Storm characters. Shadow. And so, by 1982, Marvel Comics releases 1 through 6 of the G.I. Joe story. There's a large release of 3.5 action figures on both sides and some vehicles, one of which is a Sears exclusive called Mission Command or Missile Command Headquarters. Originally it was $580. There's a re-release you can get for $180. Hmm. Or no, maybe it's $580 for the original now. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. It was days ago when I wrote
this. And
they
re-released this?
Yeah, they reissued this thing.
Yeah, and it's worth money.
Yeah, the re-releases?
$180. You buy it new in a box.
Well,
the original one is $580. I found
exactly.
Online. Yeah,
it's because they re-released it. If you get the original, it's like anything.
Well, it's all those toys.
It's like Star Wars
things.
Legos.
Yeah,
you know, if you have the original Millennium Falcon.
Ooh, vinyl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly like any other, like it's like any other collector. Things go up in value, and you know you get the mad,
especially if you have a brand new release, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years later. Fuck yeah. Get me on that train.
Action figure Bitcoin.
It is.
So it how is. Did you do on Bitcoin?
I got out. Oh, my God.
It's gone so down so far, you can only get in now.
Yeah.
Only getting in now.
It's not going to go anywhere now. They do say it's probably going to be at a low for a long time, is what I've been reading. But, yeah, I got out. I don't know. I had to lose half.
I lost three quarters. You lost half.
I lost half, and I got out at half. Like, I waited for it to get just high enough for me to get my half back. I dodged out. That was it. But, yeah.
You probably had so much in so many different areas. Like, I've got half a coin here and a quarter of a coin here, and you're probably okay.
I haven't sold anything.
Wow.
Yep.
Just waiting.
Hardcore.
Just
waiting. Hardcore.
You are in it to win it. Yep.
Fucking A.
Damn. That is a ballsy move, my man.
Well,
it's the stock market.
It is.
That's what he's trading like the stock
market. Nothing like
I'm going to be here. This is Intel. The problem is he's looking at Betamax.
You should invest in some toys.
So how's Betamax doing for you?
I still got my Misfits singles. Don't give me that.
Right.
They're worth more.
They are.
They absolutely are.
There's nothing like, you know, starting up the turntable and sticking your finger in that big hole, the center of the 45, and putting your needle down on a $400 single.
Nice. $400 for those things now?
I don't know. They're
damn.
They're crazy. I mean, I don't know why. And those things have been sky high for 20 years now.
Well, okay, so maybe it's a symptom of the same thing like the G.I. Joe toys. They get fucking demolished because they're drunken people at parties playing them all the years, and there's so few that are in any decent shape.
Yeah.
Well, and then you'll get that one obscure DJ somewhere that wants to use it to scratch.
Yeah.
Bring shit back up.
Bring that, just that one.
Slouchy Joe.
Slouchy Joe. Hi, how you doing?
Slouchy Joe. He just grows a beard and hangs out at coffee shops. Hey, man.
That's called a hipster.
Jumpsuit. Yeah.
Sorry. That's a hipster. That's him, not me.
Actually, that would be a really good.
Hipster Joe?
That'd be a really good toy line. It's like Hipster Joe.
He comes with his own typewriter and...
You get the logger out there.
Man bun.
SJW Joe. Fucking beautiful, man.
He has his protest sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
His Kung Fu grip says, don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trademark ruined heroes.
Yeah. Me too, Joe. I'm serious. It would be fucking beautiful.
Violently opposed to all of this, but it's hilarious.
It'd be great. Me too, Joe. With the Kung Fu grip, holds the iPhone, permanently tuned Facebook.
You left out Festival Joe.
Yeah.
Pirate
Respect
Joe.
My difference. Yeah.
It'd be like Diversity Joe.
Freeloading college student Joe.
Yeah. Man, it's beautiful. It's
I
a beautiful
live in my
thing.
Mom's basement Joe. That's us.
That's 50-year-old Joe.
No, Mom's Basement Joe is the playset. You get the diorama.
With a shitty 1970s plaid sofa with a fold-out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some dog vomit on it or something. You know,
the fucked up thing is that we all have a place that we can go to and make these jokes.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Joe that we're talking about doesn't.
Oh, G.I. Joe. That's hilarious.
There'd be something great about a guy living in Mom's basement playing with Mom's basement G.I. Joes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It would be good.
That'd be good.
Well, and if we're going to do it, we may as well get Ruin
Heroes
Joe.
If he's living in Mother's basement,
released.
He ain't playing with that G.I. Joe.
That's what makes it ironic. That would be the
commercial.
It's
in a curio cabinet, much the same way that Nutcrackers go.
Do we get a Joe Biden?
Joe Biden Joe? Oh, my God. That would be great. That would be great. He just, like, comes with his hand permanently attached to some chick's ass. Joe Biden Joe. Oh, God, that would be
fucking
beautiful.
I found it. I knew it was in there somewhere.
Space.
Okay. Oh. Shit, where were we? Okay.
So Joe Biden Joe and his sidekick, Pocahontas. I have 1,000 Indian blood, I do!
And this is why I didn't do research, because I knew it was going to go this way.
Yeah.
We haven't had a good laugh in a while.
Better precognition than all of us on Bitcoin.
So 1983, due to our
development. I only invested $200. Where are you at?
You don't lose anything until you sell it.
Factor of 10, at least.
You don't lose anything until you sell it.
So, by 1983, thanks to our product development help, the product takes off again. Hasbro starts releasing all the characters with swivel arms, unlike the Star Wars characters. And that meant more than just up and down robot-y, they could kind of swivel and they'd fall the fuck off.
They had
all
elbows,
the time.
Knees.
Kung fu hand, like every fucking joint moved. It's crazy.
Well, the ankles didn't.
That's true.
But they still were able to use the ankles, the knee, or not the ankles, but the knees, the hips, the shoulders, elbows, and wrists. And the head.
And the head, yep.
And they all stayed on, for the most part.
Well, I don't know.
You actually had to break the thing.
That's debatable.
So,
there were a lot of one-armed G.I. Joe characters.
Well, they're in a any war. Motherfucker that actually had these,
they're amputees.
They're like Bob Dole. Bob Dole, G.I. Joe.
If you played with G.I. Joe, you also played with models, and you had super glue, and you had model airplane glue that you could just.
That you were huffing.
Yeah.
Like the Ramones.
Well, yeah. So you had two tubes of glue. One for the huffing, the other for repairing all of the action figures.
So they put out another 11 issues of their comic. And there is a 5-part short film series now. This is the cartoon we all remember, and this is where Knowing Is Half the Battle comes from. You remember? Yeah.
Every morning.
Yep.
Every one of those.
But there were only 5 episodes. We watched them over and over and over ad nauseum. The theme song we all know was written during the development phase before they even had the whole TV idea. Like the greatest American hero, G.I. Joe. Yeah.
That's in the commercials.
Yeah, it was
that was also
before
the theme song.
Yeah, it was okay. The theme song, and it was.
Yeah, so I don't know about this show. Thing. This is after my time.
But it is a little after your time.
Yeah, it's way after my time.
Barely.
You were buying those Misfits albums at this point in time, almost.
Yeah. Where the dollars can soar.
Excuse me. So 1985, the toy has grown to epic proportions, heavily driven by the 5-part TV shows. Yeah. And they release a 55-episode series, so 11 times the episodes. And bring out a swivel head for the characters, and even venture into the world of story cassettes. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I still have my Star Wars. The Star Wars story cassette. Those were so good.
The original audiobooks.
Yeah.
For kids.
Straight.
Like, do you want to shut your kid up on a long
trip?
Exactly. Here you go.
You get mom
here's
gets an
the
album,
Walkman.
Dad gets an album. Oh, fuck. Yeah, the
here's
Walkman.
The Walkman. And here's the cassette. There you go. If you're quiet, you'll get the next one.
Yeah. Yep, those were good. I had Superman ones. I may even still have some of those, too. With Mixoplix. Remember that guy?
Oh, God, yeah.
He was a Superman bad guy. Where was I? Fuck. Oh, 1987. Hasbro releases an odd addition to the G.I. Joe character lineup called the Fridge, built after William the Fridge Perry, a legendary NFL player who was known for being a monster because he was huge. He was like 400 pounds.
They also did Sergeant Slaughter from WWE.
Yep.
They
started getting a lot of these, like add-on, layering real people in. Didn't they make Mr. T, or was that something else?
Oh, he did guest appearances, yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Sergeant Slaughter was actually a really predominant part of one of the cartoons for a long time.
Well, and most of the guys they were bringing in, like the Fridge and Sergeant Slaughter, were bad guys. They were part of the Cobra side. Mr. T, I believe, was on Joe's side.
Yep. Sergeant Slaughter, Mr. T, all of...
Wait, when does Mr. T come into...
Like, we're at 87, yep. So he's got to be right yep. there. I mean, the 18 is on
this is,
shit.
This is post... So Mr. T comes into G.I. Joe post-18.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So Mr. T is like bad guy in Rocky, then a good guy in A-Team.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Well, and he was wrestling and hanging out with Cyndi Lauper and all that kind of shit.
I don't know if he was really hanging out with Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he was a bad guy. He was the anti-hero.
In a lot of those things where he played a bad guy.
Mr. T, I think he was doing like PSAs and stuff like that.
He ended up doing a lot of that. Yeah. And a lot of work for children, especially.
Mm-hmm. But he was really good at doing the, I'm a bad dude, but good things.
I'm a bad dude here to set you right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he was.
And stay off drugs, kids. You know, all that kind of shit.
Pit food, totally take drugs.
Yeah, exactly. I think he did do a D.A.R.E. PSA.
Stay off drugs. Even the Mr. T air freshener don't cover up that pot smell.
Didn't we look that up once, the Mr. T air freshener?
The Mr. T air freshener.
Some of the zany shit we've come up with.
Beautiful product.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was one. There was a Mr. T air freshener.
I think we did look it up at an extra or something at one point in time. Found them for like $2 a pop or something. So... 1989, G.I. Joe celebrates 25 years with $1.2 billion in sales over the years. They throw a huge party in New York City, a G.I. Joe party. Can you imagine? Complete with, costumed people and such in the middle of New York City.
I can't really picture that, but okay.
That's what they did, but this is $1.2 billion. This is where that guy should have taken his 1%, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's... He lost 1% of $1.2 billion. That's hundreds and hundreds of thousand dollars. He took $100,000.
But that 1% would have been culminated over years.
All those years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's compound interest, dude.
This is where he really lost out. Oh, that was. I can see why he's kind of butthurt about it, man. That's
he
a
took
lot of
100
money.
Grand?
100 grand.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I did watch the Toys That Made Us episode again.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I watched it twice because it is, in all honesty, it's one of the best resources out there right now.
The Toys That Made Us, yeah.
That episode is really for this particular topic. It had some more information than many other sites, including Hasbro and all those kind of things.
Yeah. But it's not as funny as this.
No.
No. If you want the humorous side of G.I. Joe, you have to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to get really serious, there's some interesting collector sites out there.
Right.
Though.
But, you know.
You can also go to Barbie for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's again.
Yeah, but we're keeping it real on G.I. Joe. It's not like it's not bourgeois Joe.
I want Francois Joe.
You don't want bourgeois Joe?
It's expat Joe who's living in France and he's changed his name to Francois Joe.
No, bourgeois Joe. He comes with a two-car garage and a color TV.
Or it's the French Foreign Legion, where he's been, kind of kicked out from the other country. He's, a deserter. And
we missed a good one. Joe.
Average Joe.
We need to make Average Joe. Yeah. Again,
but Average Joe is Average Joe is actually more like bourgeois Joe.
It is kind of, but they're a little different.
Bourgeois Joe is more, you can do more with that.
That one guy. There's always that one guy. And he always plays that one song.
So in 1990, DC Comics takes over the comic branch from Marvel. G.I. Joe.
Are we back to comics?
Yeah.
Oh,
they also take over the production of the TV series. Unfortunately, it becomes even more campy than the original Marvel series was. Oddly enough, both comic companies are capitalizing on the brand at this time, which is weird. That doesn't happen. You own the franchise, you don't, right? Except in this case. 1995, they re-released a 12-inch Joe. This is probably that Hong Kong one you found.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine it's just because they wanted another doll that could fuck Barbie. Because,
a doll that could fuck Barbie.
Yeah.
you know, the best
who didn't
thing
do that,
that? The best thing that fucked Barbie was Barbie.
Skipper.
Skipper.
Yeah. Rupert and I are on the same page here.
Corrupting youth.
That's why I have to click the explicit content thing every time, because we're mouthy and we come up with horrible ideas.
Okay, you just said mouthy and Barbie in the same fucking paragraph, okay?
Barbie, now with O-Face. By 1991, the product line started
falling
again. Do you
know how far an O-Face would shove her proportions out?
It would destroy everything.
The O face would be wider than her hips.
Well,
okay.
I know. Well, there's that one girl who's going through all the plastic surgery to look like Barbie. Have you seen her on the internet? It's insanity. Like, and she actually does look kind of like a Barbie.
Yeah, she is a Russian girl that has spent millions.
Yeah, it is nuts. She does look like a Barbie. Like, her eyes are all crazy big and stuff. Absolutely.
Oh, God, no, please don't. Please don't bring it up. Anytime I see, like, a story with a headline that indicates an overage of body modifications.
It's
I just don't look.
It is freakish.
I just don't look. I can't take it.
She's something else.
I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to see this because
this flies straight
mm-hmm. up in the middle of
it
your
is
shit.
Something else.
No, it doesn't. It's like not my, just.
Yeah, you got to look at this. You just got to. It's
the
like tickled.
Of crazy. Is involved in doing something like this.
You can't unsee this lady. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Uh-huh.
The amount of crazy involved. It's like stripper times 30. Actually, no, it's logarithmic. It's just take it out.
Amazing.
Yeah, because it's so crazy. You know what? You know part of the whole, like, you know how, like, women have this big fear of rapey guys? Men have a big fear of this kind
girl.
Of crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
how to
that's
stay
why,
single for the rest of your life
yeah.
be that level of insane.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, when I see that, I see,
this is
like
why guys live
yeah.
in basements.
Yeah, no. That comes to the door, it's like you wish it was Walking Dead.
Oh.
You know, you wish it was zombies coming to your door instead of that.
Instead
that,
of that
is going to come and fuck up your world. And
it
take
is
all your money.
So sickening.
I would rather eat Cinnabon for the rest of my life.
I love Cinnabon.
For the rest of my life. Like, that's the only thing that you get to eat
I'm like, once a year, it's really, really good. Once a year, it's really good.
Like,
then ever touch something like that.
And I just don't, I can't maul at all.
You're not doing it right, then. You're just not doing it right.
There is no right way. I can't maul.
You're not doing it right.
No, I can't maul.
It's just this thing. You just got
to. I used all my mall years up working for a clothing retailer.
That's the thing, is if you don't go to the mall ever, and then you do go to the mall, it's like going to a foreign land.
It is.
It really is.
And
it
it's like
really
you
is.
Sit there and eat a Cinnabon and look at the whole thing. It's like you're in France
and
or something.
I feel like I'm in fucking Guantanamo. I hate it. It is so grating. I can't mall.
You have a bad
That's
attitude.
Because you're the one putting
mall.
Yourself in
you
Guantanamo.
You just have a bad attitude.
Yeah, but exactly. But if it's, yeah, I'd rather
see,
be
you're looking
waterboarded.
At it as Guantanamo like that's a bad thing. Think about it like going to North Korea. That's, you know, it's
similar.
It's evil and horrible, but it would be enjoyable to go and look at it. So,
being
you know.
In the room where.
Just pretend you're
North
on Scared
and
Straight.
South Korea are. And you can take a look over at that guard and say,
yeah.
You know what? I can walk out of this room and I'm going to have a better life. But I know you are fucked.
Exactly. I know. You just have a wrong
That's
attitude.
That's the way it works.
There's a reason why Auschwitz is a tourist destination now.
I'm going to walk out of this place. And
oh, God.
You're
you did not
fucked.
Rupert.
Oh, the mall is
all right,
North
so,
Korea.
Oh,
Jesus.
Cheap holiday. Oh, people's misery.
By 1991.
I'm with you.
By 1991, the product line is faltering due to the huge success of the Star Wars group. It took on a larger, a 5-inch version. So now they've got three sizes. They've got the 12-inch, the 3.5-inch, and a 5-inch. In just trying to grasp some dollars and make themselves different, it doesn't work. That was canceled the next year.
Not even a little bit, yeah.
In 1999, they're in such heavy competition with the Star Wars collectible world that they gave up and released absolutely nothing. In the G.I. Joe toy line in 99. Because,
well,
you know.
That's being just buy us out, dude. buy us out.
They're, yeah, it's starting to nosedive.
As long as we're not going to declare a loss, we're all good.
Yeah.
Just let us walk away from this.
By 2002, the Cobra organization is they stop calling them a terrorist group because that's not handy. It becomes a criminal organization. I wonder why, because 2002, it was all because of the after effects of 9/11, and like terrorist was not in America, and you're not going to say
well,
terrorists.
Well, and given the fact
America
that Cobra was the nemesis behind the whole G.I. Joe thing, no, you don't want to do that.
Right.
They took over everybody. They did everything all the wrong ways. And
wasn't Cobra one of the... It sounds like one of those names like Spectre.
Yeah,
or that's exactly what it is. Uncle, well, that it should be an acronym.
That's what I thought. What I remembered. That's what but I looked and I couldn't find it.
Well, it seems like they come up with a thing and, you know, then they do an ex post facto acronym for
in
it.
In most of
know.
The collector sites and things that I visited, they spell it with a capital C and then lowercase everything else, implying that it's not an acronym.
Yeah.
I remembered it being an acronym, too.
Okay, so.
I couldn't dig it up. Whatever. So, where are we? Oh, yeah. So they become a criminal organization, like drug runners and shit instead. Because, there again, they're just falling apart. 2004... They divorced from a contract with Image Comics. Marvel and DC have dropped them by this time. They're working with Image Comics. Having moved through many comics worlds, G.I. Joe is totally failing. Despite all the effort Hasbro has put in, the G.I. Joe character takes a backseat to politics and dies a slow and painful death. It suffers a few movies. Like, remember G.I. Jane?
It went through...
Suffers a few movies.
Two movies.
Wait, what?
There were two G.I. Joe movies, yeah. And then there was G.I. Jane starring Demi Moore, which is an utter piece of trash.
No.
G.I. Jane had nothing to do with the G.I. Joe series, and G.I. Jane was an incredibly popular movie.
But it was shit.
No, it
had nothing to do with
G.I. Joe. I think you don't know the movie that you think you know.
G.I. Jane had nothing to do with the whole G.I. Joe series.
Right.
Nothing to do with
zero
at all. Zero. Zip, zilch, not a nix.
Yeah.
Like, throw that shit right out. Nothing to do with that.
I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to keep my memory the way it is and leave it alone. Like my reality. Why are you fucking...
I don't know. You got to put another quarter in that slot because, like, that game ain't playing.
Do you remember when we would walk out and you had that little horse... Let's put him on the horse and let's go back and shop, okay? Because, no.
So, yeah, basically around 2005, G.I. Joe just kind of dies out other than the movie franchise. And they do make a few toys here and there now, but it's not anything like it used to be.
I thought the G.I. Joe the later G.I. Joe movies were popular. They weren't?
I think they made box office, but fucking Transformers movies still make box office.
Well, that's all I'm talking about.
How many
about.
Fucking Fast and the Furious movies
that's
have
that's
they
That's all
made?
I'm talking about.
Well,
just because you got Dwayne Johnson in it. What?
That was exactly what happened there. They tried to rebuild the G.I. Joe franchise.
From movies.
They used The Rock to do it in the second one of them.
Yeah.
He was in one of them.
That's what I'm thinking of. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else? I mean, it was a decent cast, if I remember. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well, that
decent,
was at the beginning not, of the not, Rock's career
level.
As an actor,
they took
really.
A lot of really good... what they did is they shut down their cast a little bit, and they used a lot of really good actors, martial artists, things like that, and just said, let's
Didn't
let
they get
you guys...
like a Jet Li or somebody like that?
No, they didn't get Jet Li.
Somebody like that. Somebody like that.
Jackie Chan.
No.
Jackie Chan would make a great G.I. Joe.
He would.
They use
Jackie Chan Joe.
Jackie Chan Joe.
Well, Jackie Chan would make a really good Jackie Chan, yes.
Yeah.
He actually did a couple of cartoons.
Why haven't they brought Mr. T in? That would be awesome to have a cameo by Mr. T. Like, they're missing a boat.
I think the Mr. T haircut looks bad when it goes gray, maybe. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mr. T's getting old.
Yeah, he's not young. He's got to be 70, right?
I pity fool who tried to cut Social Security.
He'd probably still whoop my butt, so I'm not going to argue with it. But.
You know what? He can't even shave his own mohawk right now.
I don't know. I think he probably can. You know, relatively fit guy.
Hit you with my walker. I pity the fool. Pity that fool. With the walker. Walk on up, bitch.
Lay you out on the floor. Lay you out on the floor, play a shuffleboard on you.
They're going to serve me my cream corn real soon.
Don't make fun of my cream corn. Change my diaper.
I get a cookie at 2 o'clock.
Man, I want the yeah, the pull string senile Mr. T.
There's going to be a knock on the door.
Yeah.
Mr. T, in his walker.
Rest.
No.
Rest home, Mr. T.
Hey, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill some fools.
John's into this, standing up, stomping, got the dogs excited.
Where that cuteness?
All right, so, God, we have done nothing this time.
Yeah, we really have. It's like we sat down to do our homework and made a drawing.
All I did was read a couple sentences here and there that we talked about everything else.
Yeah.
I recognized what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew this.
John played this one right. No, nosedived on the Marines, but otherwise was flying high here.
I knew what was going to happen. I'm like, fuck it.
Right.
So go ahead.
So, G.I. Joe, I don't think I rightly ever purchased a G.I. Joe toy. I think I had one that I found in a sandbox or something. Wasn't a big thing in my life. It was a little late in their era for me. But I do remember seeing big ones in, you know, the older friend that you knew that, you know, like, oh, they have the cool toys and they had some of those. And I had a buddy who I think that didn't have the aircraft carrier thing, like those kind of things. It was something, but meh. I can also see why it's not something anymore. It's about all I got. It was kind of fun to research though.
When I was a kid, it was really big. It was really big in my world. I had Snake Eyes. I had Storm Shadow. I had every one of those guys, and I saved up my allowance just to have this shit because it was a way of being able to play with a thing that I didn't have. And then I wasn't a ninja. I wasn't.
Oh. Okay. So I have these things and it was a way to play with.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I interrupted you with a facial expression.
And then I could watch the cartoon and understand because now these characters, the things that I was holding in my hand, they had a life. They had a thing.
You can imagine their voices and things.
And then I could play with that and allow that to go on. And when you're a latchkey kid, that's huge. And if you have three characters that you can play with, that's a major thing. So, yeah, G.I. Joe got me through a lot of stuff. Power to you.
Knowing's half the battle.
So, yeah, I never bought any G.I. Joe stuff. Just one day I was sitting around, and my mother's roommate from college, who she still lived down in North Carolina, Her sons had gotten older, and so they weren't into them anymore. So she shipped up all their G.I. Joe stuff to me. And so I had one that I've actually never seen again, and I kind of wish I still had it because it would probably be worth more than my house. I had Civil War G.I. Joe.
What?
I had some weird Civil War cowboy prospector G.I. Joe. It was the weirdest
thing. With
the
flat cap and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, I had, like, Civil War G.I. Joe. And so they had the Civil War outfits and astronaut. There was an astronaut outfit in there. So it was
you
really
had
strange.
Anachronism G.I. Joe.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like, and so, like, I had a little treasure chest with the little gold bags in it and all that kind of thing, the Civil War outfits, and then astronaut G.I. Joe. And it was like, okay, so I played with them some, but not extensively. I just
Rebel or Union.
Really?
It was like all
Rebel
of them.
Or Union.
Holy shit.
Because they have a Rebel.
Okay, yeah.
And then they have Union.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
one?
It was both
Which
of them.
Which one did you have?
It was both of them.
Oh,
it was like all of them. It was like this huge.
Okay, well, shitty condition. You're looking at $100 just for the two. Shitty condition.
Yeah. So,
and that's the first one that I just pulled up. Dear Lord,
I hadn't like nope. That's didn't run across scary. That. I got fascinated with might wrestling
have,
costumes.
Might have yet, only been in the South.
Oh, it, could be.
Yeah. That. Well, I mean, kids in the North didn't give a shit about the Civil War. Nobody gave a shit. Kids in the South, that's all they thought about was the Civil War. That's it. You know, they're still on about it. They're still fighting it.
I just realized you're not done. I totally took your conversational bait, you fucker.
So, yeah.
Actually, and, you hooked us both, and you fucked us both at the same time.
So, there you go.